From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump decides on the Iranian nuclear deal. Well, President Trump said yesterday he has made a decision on the International Iranian Nuclear Agreement, but declined to tell reporters what it was. Mr. Trump has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action since it was signed by the previous Obama administration, Iran, and five other countries in 2015. Late Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met in New York with the other signatories to the agreement.
We clearly have significant issues with the agreement. The president's been quite clear and articulate as to his concerns about the agreement itself.
Speaking Wednesday to the UN General Assembly, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country would not be the first to violate the deal, but would respond decisively and resolutely to its violation by any party. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Thursday his forces have begun an offensive to retake control of the town of Hawija, one of the last areas in Iraq held by Islamic State militants. Hawija is north of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. Islamic State militants have been in control since 2014. U.S.-backed Syrian rebels on Wednesday said the campaign to liberate the northern city of Raqqa from Islamic State is in its final stages. The Syrian Democratic Forces said they've taken back 80% of the city, which has been under attack since June. In the meantime, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said IS militant resistance has collapsed, along with the west bank of the Euphrates River downstream from Raqqa. This is VOA News. Pakistan has vowed to remain engaged with the United States in fighting regional terrorism and stabilizing Afghanistan, but said any political or military role for its arch enemy, India, in the war-torn country will be unacceptable for Islamabad.
If they want to do economic assistance, that's their prerogative, but we don't accept or see any role politically or militarily for India.
Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Abbasi made the remarks late Wednesday during a public talk at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. U.S. President Donald Trump has advocated for a greater role for New Delhi in Afghanistan, despite Islamabad's long-running objection. Now, speaking at the council, Prime Minister Abbasi repeated Pakistan's resolve to promote peaceful settlement to the Afghan conflict, saying Pakistani security forces have destroyed all sanctuaries on its soil that were allegedly being used to wage cross-border attacks.
This perception that there are sanctuaries is absolutely not correct. We have destroyed the sanctuaries. Today, the cross-border incursions, if they happen, are from Afghanistan into Pakistan to attack our forces.
Speaking separately at the Asia Society in New York hours earlier on Wednesday, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani suggested Pakistan was not doing enough to counter terrorism.
So here is the opportunity. If Pakistan does not take this opportunity, I think they will pay a high price.
Ghani did not elaborate on exactly what that high price might be. President Trump has also warned that Washington will not remain silent if Islamabad does not move against the alleged terrorist sanctuaries. Israel's support of next Monday's independence referendum by Iraqi Kurds is threatening to strain recently restored diplomatic relations with Turkey. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Israel's backing of Iraqi Kurds' right to self-determination has put it on a collision course with Turkey. Israel has a long tradition of seeing the region's Kurds as a buffer from both Arab and Iranian threats. Aydin Selcem, a former senior Turkish diplomat, says the response by Ankara and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been restrained.
In the government media, there are many articles saying, look, Israel is behind Iraqi Kurdistan independence. But what has to be followed is the practical reaction by Ankara, not what the government media reports.
Analysts warn, if Israel backs its support of the Kurds with action, it will likely further strain relations with Ankara. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
For more on this story and all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.